When Marine Lance Corporal Alex Nickel woke up in a field hospital in Iraq, he saw that his left leg had been amputated. 4 days later, he was back in the U.S. to start his rehabilitation. Yesterday, as part of NPR's series The Span of War, we heard the story of Nickel's sergeant who was going through painful surgeries but felt lucky that his leg hadn't been amputated. Today, NPR's Joseph Shapiro reports on how Alex Nickels began his new life as an amputee.
At Walter Reed Army Hospital, the physical therapy room looks like a big and busy gym. There's a row of squares marked on the floor. Marine Lance Corporal Alex Nickel is jumping in and out and in and out.
It's like hopscotch.
From just below his navy blue shorts, there's the dull shine of the stick that now works as his left leg.
I didn't really know anything about prosthetic legs, obviously. Who knows much about that, but it's going to be some hard work, but I know I'm going to be back to normal, you know. I'm going to be able to do everything I did before, so it's not anything I'm too worried about. My goal is kind of just, well, I want to be able to ride motorcycles and then just, like, go out on Sunday and play football with all the guys or something like that.
At Walter Reed, the therapists want to get Nickel doing a lot more than playing football with the guys. Chuck Scoville runs amputee patient care programs. He says think of Nickel not as an amputee, but like some kind of Lance Armstrong or Venus Williams recovering from a serious injury.
We're treating them like tactical athletes. They're elite athletes. We're trying to return them to that elite athlete level.
Because athletes set goals, then reach them and gain confidence. Because walking on an artificial leg is tiring, it takes more energy. Scoville's team provides the most expensive, durable, and lightest prosthetics. They're made of materials put on spaceships, long before anyone thought to use them to replace parts of the human body. Nickel's is made from graphite and titanium. He got it just 2 weeks ago. Before he can think of himself as an athlete again, he's got to learn a whole new way to move his body, to balance, to feel the ground in the foreign touch of a new foot. On this morning, Nickel's playing basketball with his physical therapist, Laura Friedman. She dribbles the red ball and challenges Nickel to get it from her.
You want to take the ball for me?
I was a wrestler in high school, not a basketball player.
Well, you know what? You're playing against me, so.
Friedman crouches with the ball, and then she's off, her blonde curls flying. Nickel chases. He's 22, tall and angular. He wears a red plaid baseball cap and a gray t-shirt that says, Hot Sex. The young Marine slaps the ball away from the physical therapist. He dribbles it just out of her reach, behind his back, and then he raises the ball and bounces it off her head. Nickel pushes off his prosthetic leg and runs.
Oh, I like that, see?
The therapist has watched him with a trained eye. She's pleased with the way he ran and how he recovered his balance quickly when he was about to fall.
That was good. That was good. You did really well. Did very well. Nice control, good balance, very strong.
Would you accept anything less?
No. Very good.
I'm ready to get out of here once I can do a backflip.
That's it. He's not leaving until he can do it.
A backflip isn't really a requirement. Nickel's got something else in mind that's even more risky. He's about to take a short leave and go home for the first time since he went to Iraq last spring. A friend has offered to let Nickel take a ride on his dirt bike.
Oh, yeah. When I go back to California, I'm trying it. I would give it a whirl, whatever. Who knows what's going to happen.
You're not going to break your other leg, are you?
I hope not. So I don't want to spend any more time in the hospital. Had enough of that for a while anyway. But it'll be a real cautious ride.
Great. He told you that, huh?
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
That's Mike Vaught. He's the one who made Lance Corporal Nickel's custom-designed leg.
I reinforced his prosthesis, so he's safe. And one of the things that I have the guys do before they go home is we tighten everything and torque it down to the specs and reinforce it and everything else. So if he tries to ride this weekend, then that'll be fine. That'll be fine.
A couple things made Alex Nickel one of the most popular men in his company of Marines. He was a jokester who knew how to keep things light and cut the tension of war. He was cocky and unafraid. All those qualities are helping his rehabilitation, and the fact that when doctors amputated his lower leg, they were able to save his knee. Mike Vaught.
If everybody was like him, I mean, my life would be a lot easier because he's motivated, he's healthy, he didn't have a lot of other complicated injuries. And seeing with the different prosthetic designs we have, he'll be able to run, he'll be able to do whatever he wants. You know, he's one of my guys, definitely.
By the time Nichols finished at the Walter Reed Army Medical Center, he'll take several legs with him. One for everyday use, one for running, another that can get wet for the shower and swimming, and a foot that swivels for things like golfing. Even before he got injured, Nichol was planning to leave the Marine Corps. In June, he starts motorcycle mechanic school in Arizona. Larry Nichol is Alex's father.
I think since his near-death experience in Fallujah, he's got a whole new outlook on this life. I mean, to be where he was, bleeding to death there, because they couldn't get him out of the room for quite a while.
Alex Nichol was shot when he and First Sergeant Brad Castle tried to save three other Marines. Nichol was flown to the U.S., first to the National Naval Medical Center in Bethesda, Maryland. His parents flew in from California and got to the hospital just moments later. That was November. Larry Nichol's been at his son's side ever since.
But what it did to Alex right now, and I've spent a lot of time with him lately, it's given him a real appreciation of life. I mean, having a prosthetic leg, no big deal. Overcome that, you know. Everything is doable, and every day of this life is precious, and I think that's a real growth and change in him.
Definitely. And the fake leg will get you a lot of free beer, I found out.
That was last month. Alex Nichol did fly home. He stepped off the plane, pumping his arms in the air, and returned to a hero's welcome from his small town of McKinleyville, California. He went down the coast to Camp Pendleton, where his battalion commander gave him a medal. And Nichol did get on that friend's dirt bike several times. He said it felt good to ride again, even though he couldn't use his prosthetic leg to shift. Now, Alex Nichol's back at Walter Reed, in the swimming pool, in a kayak, this past Tuesday night.
You ready? That's good. That's awesome.
Volunteer Joe Mornini stands in the water next to Nichol's kayak. He's teaching him a basic safety move.
Head down, head up, and then head down.
The kayak is sleek and green. Nichols tucked the stump of his leg inside. Right now, he's upside down, with his head underwater.
Up, 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 up.
Then, using his hips and broad shoulders, Nichol flips the plastic kayak around and upright again.
Yeah, dude.
Lieutenant Colonel Barbara Springer is watching. She runs physical therapy services at this Army hospital. She says when amputees arrive at Walter Reed, they sit in bed those first nights and wonder if they'll ever be able to do the things they want. She says what Nichol is doing here tonight is more than just learning to kayak.
He wants to go on, and some people like Alex are doing other things that they've never done before in their lives. This is one goal that he met, and there's no reason to think that he can't try and do something else. And that's the way it is in life, so it's not just one physical activity. I think it's everything.
For the rest of his life, Nichol will need to wear the prosthetic leg that starts just below his left knee. But he says they've taught him here to consider it just an inconvenience.
You can't let things stop you from what you want to do, and this isn't going to stop me at all. It's just something I got to overcome, and I'm going to.
Next week, Lance Corporal Alex Nichols taking up another sport. He's going to New Hampshire to try snowboarding. Joseph Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.